You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Nice. Welcome to another beautiful Monday. This is John and Gordy. Afternoons in the sandbox, kicking sand and building sand castles. And dreaming of a better day.
And waiting for the next windstorm to come along to blow it all away.
That's right. Right.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's a little after 2 o'clock. We're broadcasting live and direct from Madison, Wisconsin, from our home studios, a block off the Capitol. And it's looking bright and sunny, but it's really cold out there.
It's really bitter cold.
It's nuts.
Well, this is a really bad day to go out and protest, right? Well, and if you're an ICE agent, good luck. That's why they call you ICE agents.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Right. And here it is, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So federal offices are closed and schools are closed. And banks are closed.
A lot of people are
We are here. We are here.
Wondering why we're here. Well, we didn't get the note that everybody else is going to take off.
Well, not everybody did.
You're here.
I'm here. Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Well, okay. Who else made it in here?
Dom and Parker, other producers, were here. The morning show was live. Bach was live. I think it's really just the next show, Nightlight, that is taken off for the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he had a lot
of
vacation
time. Yeah, the big super comedian. He's got his own show now.
What is your problem? Talking about Schwabe.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That's right. Pete Schwabe.
It's our buddy.
Yeah. He is great. He really is. He is, and his movie was fantastic, and I love the guests on his show. I want to steal most of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, but he won't let go. He won't let go.
We need to get back in here is Tom and Christy Manis.
Yes.
It's been a while. So if they're listening,
we should have them.
We're going to reach out to you and get you in here again.
Yeah, they're working on a new book, I guess.
Yeah, putting the finishing touches on it. So we want to find out about that. Phone lines are open. If you want to jump in here, we'll take your calls, 855-752-4842. Love to have those calls coming in.
Well, yeah, I would like to. Well, I guess we do have a call coming in.
Yeah.
We'll see who that is. But we have so much to get to today that this is going to be another big day. I hope you have a chance to listen. Or, you know, if you normally have a routine at work or getting off of work and listening to the show, I hope you're still in that routine a little bit and still listening to the show because we've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And we'll take calls from all over the state. So wherever you're listening, whatever you're doing, you can jump on the line, 855-752-4842. All viewpoints are welcome. Left, right, center, up, down, rich, poor, doesn't matter.
That's right, yes.
Give us a call.
We encourage conservative calls.
Sure.
And we want to try to come up with a solution. That's why we're here. That's why Gordy and I have been doing this show, is to try to find solutions, not to lay blame and point fingers at other people. Mm-hmm. That doesn't really accomplish much. Getting something done and coming up with a problem solve, I think that's the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, we'd like to solve all the problems in the world. And if only people would listen to us, we'd... It would be a different world altogether.
Right. We are the problem solvers. That's right. That's John and Gordy. You know, whatever you got. Your kitchen sink is back up, give us a call. You know, you don't know who to vote for,
well,
give
us
a
call.
You know, you could.
It's Just Ask John here on the program as well.
Just Ask John. Okay.
But the whole thing here is, you know, when we do have solutions, we'd like to beat them to death and make sure everybody knows about it.
Okay. It's just a free service that we offer you from 2 to 5 every afternoon.
Isn't it amazing?
Afternoon.
It's free to everybody.
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
Let freedom ring. Okay. Let's go to Cindy in Appleton.
Yes.
She is first up this afternoon. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon. Well, I have a couple of points I want to make.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First of all, I would say happy MLK Day, but I really think that Martin Luther King, with what's going on in this country right now, is probably spinning in his grave.
Yeah.
And number two, I went to a little rally yesterday at noon out in the really, really cold stuff at Winneconnie, believe it or not. And we actually, there's about 14 of us, we actually got quite a few positive responses. which kind of surprised me. But we did get one guy who, because my sign said defund the Gestapo, and he pulled up next to us and he said, the Gestapo's in Germany.
Okay.
And then he said he's a supporter of the Gestapo and of Trump. So I'm just like, oh, some of these people really need to understand history because they just don't obviously get it.
Isn't it crazy? You know, they're willing to admit that they support anything like the Gestapo, right? I mean, that's really, that's a really hard thing to find nowadays.
Right?
You know, yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to believe that we can try and change the person's mind that thinks like that.
Yep.
Well, we're working on it, and I'm glad you went out there with your sign and got a reaction. That's fantastic. All right.
Yeah, do people really know what the Gestapo is anymore? You know, I just you know, or is it their take something from Hogan's Heroes that they watched in the '60s? You know, where they didn't seem so bad.
That's right. That's right. Soft sell the Nazis.
It's a comedy show
right?
about a prison camp.
I don't even think they ever mentioned.
Oh, yeah, they were in the show.
I mean, did they mention Nazi?
No. I don't think they used
did
the
they
word.
Hit,
I don't think they used that word.
Hitler?
No, I think they danced all around that. You know how TV was in the 60s. I mean, Hogan's Heroes was, you know, a bunch of prisoners, American, French, British, in a prison camp during World War II. And how they worked with the underground there. Anyway, all right, let's. Why am I going down
I don't know.
Memory lane Hogan's Heroes?
Because you love Hogan's Heroes.
Schultz was pretty funny.
You're foisting it off on all of us again. You know, he goes on for hours and hours at bars.
You know, there's a bar up in Loganville called Logan's Heroes.
No,
yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
actually,
I like that.
It is. Okay, let's go to the phone. Are we talking to Rick?
Rick
from okay
in Greenland
from Waukesha. Yeah. No, he's not in Greenland.
From Waukesha.
He wants to talk
Indian
about.
I know. That Indian pronunciation.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Yep.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this with Greenland, and I did a lot of research in the past. It's been a while since I did on Greenland, or the fact that I believe in Greenland somebody invented solar panels that collect more energy over a year's time than anywhere else because they'll collect the energy during non-sunny days. But you don't get like all the energy at once. You get it over the period because there's more non-sunny days.
Gotcha.
And I'm wondering if this is somehow connected with Elon Musk and Trump and the electric car business.
Well, I wonder. Yeah, I don't know how the car business ties in, but the solar panels and...
the batteries.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Maybe
and
so.
And the fact that a lot of the energy companies are buying... like windmill are putting up windmills, but they're connected with the oil industry, kind of like Enron. Enron was owning pipelines and not owning wells.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're just an energy company.
Well.
Yeah. Interesting take. Yeah.
Well, pretty soon, Rick, you know, we're going to be making trips to Greenland and enjoying the site as our 51st state, I would assume, in the not too distant future. With all the threats going on, you never know. People might fold their cards and give in.
Head to Greenland. Okay. All right, Rick. Thank you.
Rick, thanks.
Thank you for that call. 855-752-4842.
Yeah, if they don't have a lot of sunny days, they've got to have a special kind of solar panels up there.
Boy, Trump just will not let go of this Greenland thing. He just keeps bringing it back. We got to have it one way, either the good way or the bad way. We're going to get it whether they like it or not. He's just sticking his feet in the mud. He's refusing to move.
He made a mistake.
He
made a big mistake by bringing this up so close to taking over Venezuela. Then everybody started panicking and really kind of digging their heels and saying, no, it ain't happening.
Right.
And I think he didn't expect the blowback. He wanted to go into Greenland anyway as quickly as possible, but he brought it up. He started talking about it. It got blowback, and now he's kind of stuck trying to negotiate with people on this thing and threatening with tariffs. What is wrong? I told you, you know, on Friday we talked about this. He truly is a madman at this point. He really has gone over the edge. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I mean, that's... becoming more and more evident every day.
It is.
Let's go back to the phones to Madison. We have Joe on the line. Good afternoon, Joe.
Well, the madman personality is something that I definitely would jump on because it's just illogical beyond all measure. I'm thinking of there was a character in, I think it was Milwaukee, a horror film called Dr. Demento. Do you remember that guy?
I used to watch it all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think Dr. Demento fits in pretty well with where we are. So we'll just call him President Demento. And, you know, he'll harken back to our Midwest heritage here. But I wanted to follow up on something that came up last week. One of the particular nutness things that President Demento said, which was that Canada owes the United States $2.8 trillion, to which the Prime Minister Carney said, show your work. It became a big deal. Yep. But then it had another page to it, which I found even more amazing because it was weird enough that the president said this. But then the offices within the government, their responses to this, they were called on this. And one of the articles I read said that, and I'll give you three responses that reporters were able to find within the government that would show the work that Canada owed $2.8 trillion to the United States. Well, the Office of the Treasury said that those numbers are part of an ongoing review, so they can't reveal them. Ongoing review. Remember that one? That was also used with Trump's taxes. Remember, it was part of an ongoing review.
Right.
And then the Office of Commerce said that it was based on, quote, get this one, a secret formula.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
And the Office of U.S. Trade Representatives, when contacted, said that they claimed that this math that said that Canada owed United States was owed $2.8 trillion from the Canadians was based on math that was private property.
Really?
Oh
boy!
from the Department of Pathetic Excuses. That is really, you know. So I think that would have been great in math classes. It was a secret formula. You know, the math I'm basing this on is my private property, so you can't ask me for
how
I got this. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so good luck to us all, guys, and we'll see what next President Demento comes up with. Take
all right.
care.
All right. Yep. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, that's really a rage.
Yeah.
Okay.
President Demento.
We're just getting going on a Monday afternoon. It's John and Gordy taking your calls at 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There you go.
Doctor. Okay.
Doctor. That's
what was that?
It's the guy in Milwaukee who had a weekend show.
Dr. Cadaverino
is the name.
Cadaverino.
Yeah. Dr. Cadaverino. I think this is what Joe meant.
Okay.
What a legend. I mean, not only that, he was the voice and hand of the puppet in the weather forecast that they had in Milwaukee.
Oh God. Now I got to think of that.
Yeah.
What was the name of that?
Yeah.
One?
What was the name of the
puppet?
I actually have a song from him. The puppet. Yeah. The puppet, I think, did a Christmas song. It's
it'll come.
It's Ward Allen.
Albert the Alley Cat.
Albert the Alley Cat in Milwaukee. Yeah. And Ward Allen was the weather guy.
Oh, man.
And
and, you know,
and Albert would always show up, you know, and sure. give him a hard time. Just like on your puppet show.
Well, right.
Francois Fox yes, always gave me a hard time. Well, he was a troublemaker.
You know, when you do a puppet show, you got to have a troublemaker.
You always do. Well, you know, some puppets just are troublesome.
Right.
They don't want to cooperate with the hand.
But Albert the Alley Cat was very popular in
yes.
Milwaukee
oh, yeah.
with Ward Allen. Mm-hmm. But when Ward left, you know, they hired a young guy
yeah.
named Tom Skilling, who used to work at Channel 27 here in Madison
yeah.
when he
yeah.
first got out of school. Then he went over to Milwaukee and worked there for a number of years. And he got rid of Albert the Alley Cat. He said, I'm not doing the show with a puppet.
Really?
Yes.
That's
what I heard.
That's why he was so successful in Chicago,
yes.
because he refused to go along with something like that.
Well,
can you imagine him still walking around with Albert?
Well, Tom Skilling is, you know, weather legend in the Midwest, worked at WGN television for, you know, decades. Finally retired not too long ago, but yeah. Anyway.
I sent you the Albert the Alley Cat Christmas song.
Oh, okay.
So just to get you an idea. Of what
that.
Albert the Alley Cat sounded like.
Okay.
Let's listen.
Okay.
Hey, Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
Well, Albert, I've got a problem.
Oh, how's that, Santa?
Well, I'm afraid I won't be able to complete my rounds this year. I need some help.
Oh, hey, Santa, you came to the right guy. You know, you can always count on me.
Albert, you're a real friend. I'll see you Christmas Eve,
brother.
Guess who's helping Santa Claus this year on Christmas Eve? I was quite amazed and my pals all gazed when Santa came to me.
And you almost have to think, why didn't that become a classic?
You know, television was a lot different back then in its early years. Just about anything would go.
I remember the guy's name notes, Jack DeBlond.
Okay.
He was the voice of Albert and Dr. Cadaverino.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He did that.
Good for him.
Thing was a, I can't remember. Thing was a headless guy.
Okay.
I remember in the rocking chair. He was always in a rocking chair going back and forth. And Dr. Cadaverino would, like, you know, make him fall backwards in the...
Sounds like a wonderful family program.
It's a really nice program. All right.
Well,
Memory Lane, boy, Joe, what did you do to me?
We got a bunch of phone calls lined up here, waiting and ready to go. Who's up next here? Mark from Prairie du Sac.
No, first we have Eric in Madison.
Okay.
All right,
thank
you.
Eric, go ahead.
Yep.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I was at the thing for Schwabba, and Gordy, I will say you were quite spry going up and down off of that stage. So
thank you. Almost broke my ankle, but thank you very much.
He's been limping around here for the last month.
Yeah. So what's on your mind here, Eric?
Well, you know, I was reading and I see Stephen Miller is telling the Minnesota police to stand down and surrender.
What?
He tweeted that, yeah.
Stephen Miller said,
yes. Stand down and surrender?
To the Minneapolis police.
That's what he tweeted, yep.
That's what he tweeted. So I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of baffled by that because I don't believe that he has that authority to say such a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And secondly, and I'll hang up and listen to your call, but I also see that Hegseth is wanting to eliminate woke distractions from the Stars and Stripes newspaper. I'm wondering what that might be all about as well, too.
Well, I think the Stars and Stripes newspaper is very, very critical of what can go on in the military. You know, they're right in the middle. They go on both sides. They criticize, they praise. They do both jobs very well. And so he wants to take one side away and just make it into a Trump newspaper of some sort.
That's what it sounds like. Guys, thanks again. Love hearing you.
All right.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate that. Yeah, this trip down memory lane, you know, it's one of those things, but stand down and surrender. Oh, what is happening?
I did not see that.
Now I'm ready to run out of the studio.
Okay, well,
and scream running down State Street.
Well, before you do that, we've got a little bit more of the show to go.
All right, let's do more show.
The Midwest Farm Report's coming up next. When we come back, we're going to check in with our contact up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Steve. We're going to give him a call.
That's right.
And a whole lot more coming up on John and Gordy. Stay with us.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep you updated on my AI glasses.
Oh, yeah. What happened with those?
I finally have them figured out. I did get them in the mail, and I'm working on it. I am working on it.
Well, what does that mean?
It takes a little while to understand them and get the hang of it and use the coupon that they gave with me. They gave me a year-long coupon to use the Active AI, which means as we're talking, it's listening and answering every question that it perceives as a question in the lens of my eye. So
I
have to figure that out. It hasn't done that to me yet, but I didn't use the coupon. Now I've got the year-long extension for free AI.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you try the glasses on?
I did. They're very comfortable, very lightweight.
Were you able to turn them on in any fashion so you could see something on
yes.
the lens?
Oh, yes. I saw everything in the lens.
Oh, okay.
It's just the idea is that you have to have this subscription to the Active AI, which listens to your conversation all the time. That you have to pay for.
And did you
ask questions without paying. Okay, but what are you going to ask here, bud? What do you say?
I don't know a lot. What you said, you can actually see some things on your glasses as you're
Okay. I mean, think it's not so much on the lens of the glass. I think it goes right into your eye, and you see it, and you visually see this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're looking right into a lens of a projector, like.
No kidding.
And you just adjust the focus, and you're on your way, man. You can read and know everything in the world, and people won't even
catch on.
It is. It doesn't have a camera. It doesn't have a movie or a video recorder. It's just a regular AI pair of glasses, and I'll let you know. I hope to have it here tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see on that. If that actually comes true, I'll be amazed.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Of course, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, day of remembrance and memorial, but, also a day where life goes on in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and apparently the activity there is still pretty active, and in fact maybe getting even more active over the last few days.
I understand the army troops are on their way.
Yeah, well, we have our friend Steve up there, who's our contact in Minneapolis, and Steve, it's been a few days since we talked to you. Can you give us the latest of what's happening in Minneapolis?
Sure. Thanks for having me back, guys. You know, I really appreciated that lead-in song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You know, that is the metaphor for that song is so true about what's going on here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and around the state, quite frankly. Things have not gotten any better. They've gotten remarkably worse. You know, you got to keep in mind, and let me throw some perspective here. Minneapolis is a relatively small town. It's a small, big city, right? It's much smaller than Milwaukee. You know, we got about 400,000 people here, and we have 600 police, right? Minneapolis Police
That's
Department.
Not many.
There are currently over 3,000 ICE rogues here in this town. So our police department is totally handcuffed, you know, on what they can do. I mean, if the police went out there and tried to do something that they would deem as protection, they would just be overran and the city would just cease to exist. So there's a perspective here that, you know, again, this is a small town being overrun by a lot of people, and Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere you turn, it's terrible. They're pulling people of color. They're banging down doors with battering rams, and you know, pulling naked Asian 80-year-old Asian men out, who is a citizen. I mean, this lawlessness is going on literally everywhere, and it's not so much concentrated down by where Renee Good was murdered. It's really, really spread out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Into the very, very, you know, near suburbs. And it's just, it's crazy.
Now, Steve, one thing I've noticed, and I've heard of a couple of reports that ICE has been going into church parking lots and other places, you know, other than just on the streets. And we talked before about people, you know, they're going door to door, knocking on people's doors and trying to get information from them, or actually going in. So that is continuing, I take it?
Yeah. As we speak right now, there's a very large sit-in, and people are singing protest songs in a Target. And they are asking Target, who is a local company, who in the past has been very supportive of the diversity of this city, have just caved, you know, with Trump's DEI, wanting them to remove DEI from their hiring practices. I mean, they've turned into really a bad neighbor. So ICE has been using, you know, Target parking lots and Home Depot parking lots for their staging. So this sit-in right now is meant to have Target, you know, sit down at the table and say, as a community member, you know, what's going on here?
I found a story. A Pastor Easterwood is the director of the field office of ICE in St. Paul. Did you hear about this guy?
Yeah.
Large protests there.
It's a really, really big deal. And I know most of the leaders of that protest. In my past, you know, life, not too long ago. He is the district director for ICE. And they went into that church and caused quite a ruckus. A very, very big ruckus.
I have a recording. Why don't we play this recording for you, and we'll check it out. Here we go.
David Easterwood is a pastor here. He is also the director of the field office for ICE in St. Paul. So someone who claims to worship God, teaching people in this church about God, is out there overseeing ICE agents. Think about what we've experienced. How dare you claim to be a pastor of God and you are involved in evil in our community.
There you go.
Wow.
That was a large crowd, by the way.
The video attached to that was pretty wild as well.
Yes, it was.
Imagine going into essentially an all-white church, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, these people of color come in and start doing what they do. It was quite the shock.
Yeah.
Things are escalating here, right? So they're escalating on all fronts. Yeah. Right. So the National Guard has been called in. The National Guard is now on our streets. They are. Yes. We don't know yet what their role is, but Governor Walz called them in.
I know what their role is. It's traffic support to protect life, preserve property, and support the rights of all Minnesotans to assemble peacefully. That's it.
You know, that sounds really good. But, you know, we're pretty gun shy up here right now. We got a lot of people with a lot of badges doing a lot of things. So people like myself and many others have called on Governor Walz, you know, weeks ago to call up the National Guard and to protect us from these ICE thugs. You know, and I think what we're seeing also is that we're seeing this real influx of national media now,
right?
You know, so Don Lemon has been walking around, and I have no judgment on him, 60 Minutes people have been around, right? And what they're doing is they're getting this all wrong, right? All of them are getting it wrong, right? They're calling everything a protest, right?
Right.
Yeah. Marches sure are protests, right? The occupation down at the Whipple Federal Building, which is ICE headquarters, that's a protest, right?
Mm-hmm.
But neighbors blowing whistles and following ICE and confronting them in the street, that's not a protest. That's community defense in the face of being terrorized by an occupying federal force hell-bent on disruption and cruelty. There's a difference between a protest and people protecting their neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, we got another cut here. We were talking about Target earlier, and I think a lot of us remember this 17-year-old kid a couple of weeks ago that got targeted at Target and dragged out. We've got a cut.
This is a really good recording.
This is kind of a follow-up to that story of what happened after he got caught, or after he was captured, kidnapped, really, and then got dropped off at Walmart. Let's listen to this report from an observer.
This is Jonathan Aguilar Garcia, 17-year-old citizen, taken while working from Target.
Jonathan Aguilar Garcia, I'm literally a U.S. citizen. I'm literally a U.S. citizen.
Get the fuck. Why are you kidnapping our citizen?
When the ICE agents realized that he was, in fact, a U.S. citizen, they dropped him out of the car at a nearby Walmart and left. This is Jonathan walking to get help from strangers.
Okay, man.
No, I'm not okay.
Bro, it's... Shit's crazy. My man's bleeding. Bleeding.
They slammed me on the ground.
This is a 17-year-old boy, bloodied, asking for help from strangers after being kidnapped by the government and dropped onto the pavement. These stories are a little too numerous already. And these are only the ones that we know about, where people happen to be around with cameras. I know it seems hyperbolic, and it's hard to tell what's real when you see stories in another city. They're often just focusing on the scariest part or the one really bad event, but it's not that.
It's, yeah. Pretty shaken. You know, when you hear a 17-year-old like that, it's going to be with him for a long time.
Right. Steve, we got a minute for a quick break, but we got a minute before the break, and then we'll come back with you. But any comment on that particular situation?
Yeah, so I literally got tears in my eyes listening to that, the guy who was telling the story.
Yeah.
Because that is how we all feel here. Mm-hmm. That inflection in his voice is what all conversations are like. Mm. All remembrances of what these people are doing to us is like. That is not hyperbolic. That is reality. Also, people that are being shipped over to the Whipple Building, they're held in detention. Mm-hmm. They're being abused. They're verbally being abused.
Yep.
They're being, it's horrific.
Steve, hold that thought. We'll be back with you in just a minute. It's John and Gordy. We're coming right back.
Real news, great conversation, right here.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, we thought we'd taken care of all of this in the 60s and 70s, but here we are, John and Gordy, in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Holding your hand, my hand. Please hold tightly.
Yeah,
this is tough. This is tough stuff, and
yeah, it is.
And I know that one reporter, Nick Sorter, posted that anti-ICE rioters are now showing up with firearms at at riots in Minneapolis. It could get really ugly after dark. Now, that's a right winger saying that, you know, those people with firearms, I always thought that, you know, it was supposed to be a big positive thing, you know, especially against a tyrannical government. I guess I was wrong. Right. I may have gotten the wrong message.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Steve.
Yeah, Steve is up in Minneapolis. And Steve, I want to play another cut here. We were talking a little earlier about ICE going into one or some protesters going into a church. But ICE has also been showing up at some of these churches. And what you're going to hear here is a couple, and I'm guessing they're in their 80s. I saw the video. Typical grandma, grandpa. And here's what happened to them when they were trying to observe some ICE people or some ICE troopers at their church parking lot. Go ahead and play that cutter.
I'm coming out here as a grandparent, and I experienced something firsthand today that I will never forget in my life. And that is, we were called here to see if there were ICE agents who had the audacity to come and try to arrest and kidnap people leaving church on a Sunday morning. And with a small group of us, I elected to see, and we did see cars speeding, running through red lights, unmarked cars, tinted windows, and indeed, Jan and I were driving around to see if these were ICE people surveying the church, and indeed they were. We turned into a parking lot and were greeted by approximately four unmarked ICE vehicles with agents who immediately stopped us and pointed semi-automatic weapons in our face, asked us to roll down the windows, threatened us multiple times with arrest. I mentioned to them, or I asked them if they had a warrant for my arrest. They said, we don't need one. Wow. And they continued to threaten us multiple times, pointing guns at my wife and I's face.
And we were kind of trapped because we had come in and they jumped, you know, they came toward us right away with their guns. And so the only way out was really to back up, too.
Jan was very nervous.
I was scared.
I've never had a gun pointed at me before in my life. And to think that these individuals represent
our government.
And here I am, we're a retired couple, and this is terrorism.
Wow.
They took pictures of my car and my license. It's a personalized license that I made in memory of my grandchildren, and they mocked it. They were acerbic. They were obviously not trained at all. I've known many police officers in my life. These people were right off the streets. They just had collected their $50,000.
No.
And they call themselves Christians, out stalking people, intending to kidnap people on a Sunday morning leaving church. What has our country come to? This is un-Christian.
Yeah. This is what we've come to.
So that's a grandma and grandpa couple just coming upon ICE at their local church parking lot there. Steve, you probably have countless stories by now that you've heard from neighbors or friends or other people you know up there. And this is becoming more numerous, apparently, right? These kind of stories?
Well, what I'd like to share with you is, you know, some right-wing provocateur is talking about a lot of guns on the streets.
Yeah.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was a news report last night about one guy.
Right. One guy in his car. Sitting on his car.
One guy sitting on a corner.
Yeah.
In a protective block. That's it. Right. We all kind of looked at him and go, good luck.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's not a thing here. Right. But what I would like to say is there are a lot of right-wing provocateurs coming into town right now. And just like the national media is coming into town, all the right-wingers are coming into town. And did you guys ever see the story about Jake Lang?
Don't know that
Jake
one.
Jake Lang is a J6er. He was convicted.
Okay, yes.
And he got pardoned. Well, he came here to get on the steps of City Hall and have a group with him, which numbered six, and burn the Quran, and then with his six people, march down to a nice little neighborhood we call Little Mogadishu. It's all Somalis. It's all East Africans, and march down there and create a lot of problems. Well, the 1,000 people in front of him didn't like that idea.
Yeah.
And he was chased down the street and out of town. And the only reason he made it out alive is because two very large black men went up there and shielded him and took him through the crowd.
Wow.
And got him to his hotel.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a story right there,
Steve.
It's a big national story.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Steve, we appreciate you spending time with us, and we'll check in again with you in the next few days. Hang in there, all right?
Will do. Thanks a lot.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
We will be back after a check in news after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.